Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this sixth and final track in this masterclass for Public Speaking Natural Fast. That's going to be the last time I get to do this in this program. And hopefully, just through listening to it so far, you're already much more naturally public speaking fast. Because that's been the point of this program, right? Not so you can build these skills over the next 17 years, or do 57 warm-up presentations and then start to hit your stride, but so that you can work your way through this program and very quickly develop the skills for being a public speaking natural fast. Because you're already speaking in public. You've been doing this all of your life. And here what we've worked through is a series of tracks that enable you to do this more effortlessly on a stage, or on TV, or in a forum, or even just presenting to a board of directors, perhaps. So I hope even having just worked your way through this program with me, you feel that you're already developing these skills. And perhaps you're practicing a lot as well, in one-on-one conversations, in small groups, just because you can be practicing all the time. And perhaps you're already doing this live, public speaking, putting these ideas to work. Because that's the real practice, isn't it? In the last five tracks, we've done a lot of work together, covering a number of protocols and principles, and you've been doing the work along the way. And this track is a little bit different, as I've said a number of times. You don't need to do any work here, because this deep learning track is designed to work on you, to integrate all the ideas that we've covered in this program for Public Speaking Natural Fast deeply in your mind. So the ideas that you've already been training and practicing now just become more naturally ingrained inside. And as you listen to this track over and over and over again, you'll find that very quickly, these skills become even more natural for you. This track requires you to be able to focus entirely on this. So if you're doing other things, particularly if you're doing something dangerous, like walking a tightrope or driving a tractor, you want to come back to this when you can focus entirely on the ideas inside. Now, you want to find somewhere where you can relax and sit back and just close your eyes, where you won't be disturbed. Maybe that's somewhere inside for you, a favorite chair, or even lying down on the bed or the sofa, where you can stay alert and focused on these ideas. So just go ahead and sit back, relax, and just notice your body slowing down. What do you notice when you first begin to relax? How does relaxing happen for you? Do you feel it in your feet, shoulders? What about those hands of yours? And you may have already closed your eyes. I'm going to ask you to open them for a moment, because I like to begin by staring at a point out in front of you. And just look at that point out there. And just keep staring at this point, allowing all of your attention to be absorbed, like you're looking at something all the way in the distance. That's it. Keep staring at that point. Just noticing, like you're standing on a stage, looking all the way back into the audience, seeing as much detail as you can. That's right. As you keep doing this, don't you notice your eyes begin to strain? and as they do, keep staring at this point. But just allow your eyes to relax. That's it. Notice you can see more of the room around you. That's right. Your peripheries. Above you. Beneath you. And what are you noticing is changing in that body now? Do the hands feel different to how they did before? What about the legs? I'm betting that the breathing has changed. Slowed down. More calm. More at ease. What else are you noticing is different now? Tune into your hearing. Notice those sounds around you have drowned out. You're paying attention to the sound of my voice. And to this sound. As you go deeper and deeper into this relaxed, alert, comfortable feeling now.